Good morning and welcome to a Her Story celebration of Women's History Month. My name is Terry, and throughout the month of March, we'll be highlighting the vital role played by women in history, which is the goal of Her Story. So today, let's celebrate the life of Martha Hughes Cannon. Martha Hughes Cannon, more commonly known as Mattie, was born in 1857 in Wales. When she was barely 3 years old, her family converted to Mormonism and undertook the arduous journey to Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, Mattie had a voracious appetite for education and dreamed of being a physician. Since her family could not afford to finance her education, Mattie supported herself during her college years. She graduated from the University of Deseret, which is now the University of Utah, with a degree in chemistry. Her brilliant academic career earned her admission to the medical school of the University of Michigan, from which she graduated as a physician at the age of 23. She then entered the School of Pharmacy at the University of Pennsylvania, where she was the only woman out of 75 students. Unconventional and out of fashion, she cut her hair short to save time and wore men's boots to keep her feet dry. She was outspoken, dramatic, and often intimidating for a young woman of her day. At the age of 25, Mattie returned to Salt Lake City to pursue her medical career. She established the first training school for nurses and became resident physician of the newly established Deseret Hospital. There, she met and married Angus Cannon in 1884. She was his fourth wife. She continued to teach and to practice medicine while also becoming very involved in the women's suffrage movement. In 1886, she put her career on hold to go into voluntary exile with her firstborn daughter when Angus was arrested on polygamy charges. She wanted to avoid testifying against Angus and others in her community practicing polygamy. She hid out in wagons to avoid arrest and spent 2 years in exile in England. Mattie eventually returned to Utah with a new commitment to women's rights and self-sufficiency. The political life suited her so much that in 1896 she ran as a Democrat for a state Senate seat. Among the Republican candidates was her husband, Angus. Mattie won and became the first woman ever to be elected as a state senator in the United States. She served 2 terms and spearheaded funding for speech and hearing impaired children, established a state board of health, and worked hard to have laws passed regulating working hours for women and girls. Following her lawmaking career, Dr. Cannon served on the Utah State Board of Health until she retired from public life to move to California. She died in Los Angeles at the age of 75 in 1932. In the rotunda of the state capitol in Utah, there is an 8-foot-tall bronze statue in her honor, dedicated in 1996, 100 years after her election as state senator.